Kelly, in your entire life, what's the most you think you've ever paid for a handbag?
A handbag? Ooh. I probably haven't spent more than $150. I have a system of getting really good used ones off eBay, and then I sell mine on eBay too. I take good care of them, so I kind of like, that's my system. But I think I'll take advantage of a good sale, go to the outlets, maybe $150 for a new one.
Okay. All right. I think I gave maybe my wife as a gift maybe a $200, $250 handbag, something like that. But that's the most, right?
Pricey.
Most of us can't afford a real Louis Vuitton bag.
Uh-huh.
Let alone a Louis Vuitton bag that's smaller than a grain of salt.
Smaller than a grain of salt? That's a thing? What? You can't put anything in it. That's the whole point of having a handbag.
So at this point, it's art, Kelly, because they made this Louis Vuitton bag using a 3D printer. And it's so small, you can barely see it with your naked eye. And it's small enough to fit basically through the eye of a needle.
I can't deal with the stupidity sometimes of what people will dedicate energy and time on.
So
this
again,
is one of those.
Again, this is just art, basically. It's not a usable handbag. You obviously aren't going to be able to put your sunglasses in a bag that is less than 0.03 inches wide.
You have to literally put a magnifying glass up to find it, right?
So the way they've displayed it, it is like artwork. They have kind of a monitor on top of a microscope.
And did they fit the logo on it? Because that's
yes,
what Louis Vuitton does.
Yes.
They logo everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Guess how much this Louis Vuitton bag costs.
Oh, they're trying to. Okay. Are they trying to sell it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I mean, they didn't. They sold it. They sold it at auction.
Oh, they sold it. Of course. So somebody bought it. Okay. I'm going to say, gosh.
I mean, it's Louis Vuitton.
It's Louis Vuitton.
It's Louis Vuitton, but you can't hold it in your hand. Yeah, it's art. Basically.
Yeah, it's art, and it's probably one of a kind. Oh, God, I hope they don't do it again. I'm going to say $1 million.
You overshot a little bit there,
I
Kelly.
Did?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's
$63,000 for...
$63,000.
Yep, for actually $63,750 to be precise. Someone bought it at auction, and again, they're using it mostly as just artwork, right?
Did they put it in a display case so you don't lose it?
Good question, Kelly. No clue.
Okay.
I mean, you could probably walk by and go...
and then it's gone.
And ruin it forever. Right,
yep.
Exactly. So it's a replica of the Louis Vuitton On The Go tote, which sells for $4,300 as its own bag, right? But this guy is microscopic, and it sold for $63,000. I think it's got to come with the microscope and the display screen. I've got to imagine it does.
I mean, how else do you see it?
Yeah.
I just roll my eyes so much at stories like this because, A, they spent any time making something so dumb that does nothing for anybody. And then, B, somebody spent that amount of money to buy it where they could. I mean, there are so many other good things you could do with $63,000 if you just have that laying around that you can throw away on something,
Kelly,
you can't even see.
You and I aren't in that financial bracket.
I'm not, but I choose to think if I was, I would still make better financial decisions than that.
Look, I'm not hating on the person who created this.
I am hating on that person too.
It's art, and if someone's
it's
gonna
dumb
bu-
art.
And if someone's gonna buy it, then what's,
even dumber.
What's the problem, right?
I can't. I have zero patience with this kind of stupidity.
All right, we will put it up on our Insta story so you can see it. At
you
Ben,
better, like, zoom in, though.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
We got a message from Josie. It says our 7-year-old son, Ethan, has been bugging us to get a dog for a long time, but our lives are just a little too busy for that.
Okay.
So finally, my husband caved and said he could get a turtle since it seems a little less complicated.
Okay.
Ethan loves his new turtle, but his dad kind of wants nothing to do with it. Could you prank him a little bit with a phone tap? I think he'd fall for it. All LOL. Right.
Sure. I know when it comes to adding a furry member to the family, it's a big discussion. It's a big responsibility, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a cat, then we got another cat, then...
Hasn't your wife added some family members without necessarily consulting you before?
We got another cat, and then we got another cat. So
we've had some turtles.
Yeah, we've had some turtles. We've had some cats. We
chicks.
Have a
you had
dog.
17 chicks
we've
at one time.
17, yeah, chicks, baby chickens. We have, yes, and exactly. And there is responsibility, care for these animals with each one, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So Ryan's going to get a phone call from Robert Hassenpepper, who works at the pet store that sold Ethan the turtle. A little wellness check coming your way.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm looking for Ethan, please.
No, he's at school. This is his dad. Can I help you?
Oh, sure. It's Robert Hassenpepper from... the pet store where Ethan bought his turtle last week. I wasn't there that day, but this was the number that was left for any follow-up.
Oh, yeah. I was with him when he got it. Saved up his allowance for a long time just to get that thing, so it's pretty special to him.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad he's enjoying it.
Yeah. It's funny because he named it Pop-Tart. I don't know. Don't ask why.
Well, we like to call after about a week and check in with new pet owners to see if they have any questions.
No, I don't think so. I'm at the house right now. And I'm looking at the turtle. You know, they're pretty low maintenance, right? So,
generally, yes. But they do have some basic needs that need to be met. Has Pop-Tart been eaten well?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. We bought him some of those food pellets from your place, and then sometimes we give him leftover food from our meals here and there. Nothing too much.
All right. Does Pop-Tart seem active? He's not acting lethargic, is he?
Well, he is a turtle, and I know, you know, they're supposed to, you know, just lay there for the most of the time, uh-huh. So I couldn't tell you.
Well, how is Pop-Tart when Ethan takes him for a walk?
A walk? Come on, you don't take turtles for a walk.
Well, could you just tell me how he looks then?
I don't know. I'm looking at him now, and to me, he just looks like a turtle.
Well, he may just need some mental stimulation. So, what kind of music does Pop-Tart like?
What kind of music?
You want to stimulate his brain, you see? They can hear quite well. I mean, I'd try singing different kinds of music to him, you know, and see what he responds to.
I think I'll leave that part to Ethan. You know, it's his turtle, and, you know, yeah. He can sing to it as long as he wants.
Okay, well, I understand. Before I let you go, we got to talk about condoms.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Yeah, your turtle is going to be out for walks or a roam in the backyard. He may encounter a female turtle, and, well, you know how it goes, nature.
Oh, no, we're not going to be having any baby turtles.
Well, of course, you're not going to plan on it. Don't be silly. Pop-Tart's a male. But if he fathers baby turtles, you know, as his owner, you would be responsible for those babies.
Oh, are you for real right now?
Well, you should know that female turtles have several babies at a time. You know, and that could be a lot of maintenance.
Pop-Tart, not going to be making any babies.
Well, that's good. And the way to be sure is to fit them with some turtle protection. Now the turtle reproductive organs are in his tail, and, well, we sell these little sheaths that you can just kind of slip right on there.
I don't
understand. What's the problem?
The problem? What's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is, okay? This is my son's turtle. It's a pet. I'm not going to sing to it, and I'm sure as hell not going to put any turtle condom on it.
Well, I didn't mean to upset you, Ryan. When Josie told us to call you, we had no idea.
Wait, Josie told you to call? Wait, this is a joke?
Hey, Ryan, hi, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX. Hello?
Really? Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I fell for that.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you did either.
I mean, got to make sure that you are prepared.
Just so you know, those are legitimate noises from nature. Like, that can happen.
That's
just
right.
Just want you to be aware.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, enjoy your turtle.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Chris was frustrated with a customer about the way he chose to handle it. That's why he's in this setting the bar spotlight. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested for farting in someone's taco, you're doing okay.
OMG. Oh, come on now.
Chris worked at Taco Bell. He was working the counter, claims the customer that he was dealing with being very rude to him, actually cursing at him for getting his order wrong. The guy,
that's not good.
Yeah, the guy, he said, wouldn't stop belittling him for getting his order wrong. He called him several curse words, then said he had to be the dumbest person to work fast food.
Ooh, that's not good at all.
Yeah, Chris said his words were very hurtful. So he took his Taco Supreme into the freezer. And according to Chris, gave it a couple butt burps.
Oh, my gosh. He called it butt burps?
He said, I know it was wrong, but people need to realize there's consequences for their actions.
Oh, and wow.
Chris, there are consequences for your actions, too, yeah. Because the manager, as soon as Chris got arrested, because he's now facing a simple battery charge after another employee called the cops on him after witnessing this all go down.
Yeah.
The manager then let him go.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man. You know what? But looking at his mugshot, he doesn't seem like he's too down about it. He's got a real big smile.
Yeah, he's got a smile on his face.
He looks a little proud almost.
Pep in his step even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, I'm the guy that farted on the taco. Got fired. That was a jerk. Deserved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested for farting in someone's taco, you are doing okay.
Butt burps.
Sorry. For getting arrested for making butt burps in someone's taco, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
I want to know, does anyone have a good retaliation story? Maybe if you worked in customer service, what's the best revenge you ever got on a rude customer? That's what I want to hear.
I doubt you're going to have any more butt burp stories. But if you do, bring them on.
I was going to say, bring them on. Love it.
Here's the space for it.
Yeah, 502-795-1997. That's your Set of the Bar story. Kind of a weekly tradition here on the show when shared experiences or a shared restroom even could lead to a love connection. But what if you don't get a name or number in the moment?
How do you reconnect? You do a little typey-typey. You send it out into the universe. We find it. Bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
These all have a bathroom twist to them, just to let you know.
Okay. Similar qualities. Yep, Got it.
Man for woman. This one's titled Junk Caught in My Zipper.
Oh! Oh, already. Owie.
I had just gone into the restroom for a normal wee.
Okay.
Seconds later, the way you pounded and pounded and pounded on the door screaming, out! I have the runs! Out! For the love of God, come out! Please!
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Got me flustered.
Uh-huh.
And then because your kicking started splintering the door, I quickly yanked up my zipper and caught my junk up in the process.
Ouch! Oh, no.
Yeah, ouch. Can confirm.
Okay.
I'm sorry again for the screaming as you pushed me down and sat down with the door hanging off its hinges.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it was an emergency.
But the look of sheer horror and embarrassment we shared in front of the staff and other patrons looking on
before you ran out the back door and climbed over the fence has captured my heart.
That is the only way to exit that situation, right?
Yes.
I feel like that's the only exit plan.
Yeah, you gotta leave.
And then you're never coming back.
Please describe what I was wearing so I know it's you.
Something's telling me she didn't notice. Something's telling me.
She was preoccupied.
She was preoccupied. Oh, dang.
But, you know, he was captivated.
He was. It's, and such a gentleman.
Yes, for sure. It is
Craigslist Missed Connections. You're right. Doesn't get much better here. Woman for man, solidarity to the man who also had his car pooped in.
Oh, gosh.
Share something in common out the gate.
Uh-huh.
When I smelled and retched at the surprise that had been left in my broken-in car,
oh.
I knew instantly that I could Google for doo-doo in my car and that I would find someone that had had this terrible thing happen to them as well.
Oh, my gosh, a shared experience.
She's looking for someone that understands.
Right.
And sure enough, you were the first hit when said terms are Googled for.
Oh, wow.
I've read your post, and I felt an immediate solidarity with you. My poor Honda Civic has been through a lot. Really, the gamut of auto drama that life can bring.
Oh, no, the poor Civic.
Broken into more times than I care to recall.
No.
Towed, held hostage in the city tow lots, borrowed by housemates to commit a hit and run and get pulled over.
Oh!
But this one truly tops it off.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh.
I feel like the hit and run might trump the poop, but okay. I know somewhere out there a person dropped a deuce in my car for absolutely no other reason. There was nothing to steal in the car.
Oh, my God.
Could you really be so malicious as to go on the driver's seat barring me from moving the car and avoiding a ticket when the street cleaning comes around?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's my post of solidarity to you, man who also had his car pooped in. If by chance you see this posting, maybe you can drop me a line and we can meet for coffee. You can show me your hair braids and I'll show you my cute fetish boots.
Oh.
We can transform this difficult experience into a magical synchronicity that we wouldn't trade the world for.
Wow. Okay. Look at that. Really, truly making lemonade out of lemons.
Yes. Yeah. Trying to find a silver lining. Like maybe this is going to be my path to finding my soulmate.
Could it be the same person that went in your car that went in mine?
Could be. Don't know.
Oh. So whether you met in an awkward restroom exchange.
Yeah.
Or you have discovered a special little present in your driver's seat and you just need that person who knows what it's like to share in.
I don't know if this is a formula for everlasting love, but I think she's had a time with this Honda Civic. Maybe it might be time to trade it in and get a new one. It might be time.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Should we do some stupid learning?
Let's
stupid
do
fact
some
of the day.
Learning.
Where we find random things on the internet, we bring them to you as fact. It's eye-opening every single day and something you can impress friends with.
That second part's kind of iffy.
You don't hang around with the right people.
Okay.
All right, stupid fact of the day. The wood frog.
The wood frog.
The wood frog can hold its pee for up to 8 months.
Wow. Oh, wow. I bet, though, by the time that 8 months is up,
he's like,
what a relief that like, is, right?
Give me a second.
Oh, my.
You know that feeling when you have to go really, really, really bad,
yes.
and you've just been holding it and holding it and holding it, and then finally that relief, and it's almost like
it's painful.
It's almost painful, but then you almost have to make a noise.
Almost, but then I don't.
Do you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay, so the awkward things that happen in the men's room here around the radio station.
No.
You know, because we're tied to the microphone for, you know, at least 4 hours every single morning, right?
Right.
And there's a couple different moments during the show where you can run and you can maybe use the restroom or whatever. And so sometimes you're not in a great spot to do that because of stuff that's happening on the show.
Sure.
So you got to hold it and hold it and hold it. And then,
you're kind of dancing a little bit.
And then you'll run to the restroom real fast. You're like, all right, I got 3 minutes. Go. Yep. And you go real fast. And sometimes you're in the middle of just like, you're like looking up at the sky or at the ceiling. And you're like, ah. And you got to make that noise.
Yeah, and then somebody else walks in.
And the door opens and someone catches you doing it.
Yeah, and then they're like, you want me to come back?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Everything all right?
Okay.
All right. Oh. We say that. We digress because we can put ourselves in the position of the wood frog who has held his pee for 8 months and then finally, relief.
Now, do you think it's a little bit like, you know, so for instance, like if my only option is going to be a porta potty, I have been known to, like, my first derby, right? I had to be in the infield from like 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. And I was like, you know what? I'm not a fan of the thunder pots.
Yeah.
The porta potties.
Right.
So I just kind of like didn't drink or eat a lot that day because I just didn't want to. Do you think there's a little bit of that with the tree frog? Like, are they not eating as much? Like, how is that possible?
So
8 months?
Part of it is the wood frog is in Alaska. They're native to Alaska. So
are they sleeping a lot of the time?
They're in a region of Alaska where during the winter, it's almost like a hibernation thing, where during the winter, they can't venture out because it's just too cold. So once temperatures increase, then they can get out of their little the cocoon and be like, hang on, it's a
nature's
rush.
Nature's calling.
It's a rush.
But you know what? Still, like, it's kind of amazing that it doesn't wake them up.
But,
you know, because I get woken up in the middle of the night sometimes. Like, oh, I gotta go.
That's better to be woken up than to be having the dream of, relief. And then you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
What did I just do?
Probably doesn't have to change any sheets, though. So that's the benefit.
Are you talking about the wood frogs?
The wood frog, yeah.
Yeah, probably not, because probably the wood frog's mom will do it.
What? No, I don't think the wood frog's mom is going to clean up. What?
Kelly, okay. You don't know.
You're right.
I didn't investigate that far into this stupid fact of the day.
Okay, all right.
I will say
we
that.
Did a skimming of the fact.
What do you mean a skimming? The fact is the wood frog the wood frog can hold its urine for up to 8 months.
That is one sentence. That's as far as you went.
That is the fact. All right, there you go. That is your stupid fact of the day.
So dumb.
I'm going to take a break so I can run to the restroom. All this talk has got me worked up. It's 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so let's see if we can get him some help here. Hi, Ben and Kelly. I need to know how you all would handle this. I agreed to go on a blind date the other day with this guy who I met through mutual friends. I checked out his Instagram before agreeing. Everything seemed to look normal. There were no obvious red flags.
Okay.
Anyway, we met at a restaurant. He looked better than his Instagram pictures, which was a nice bonus.
Yeah, there you go.
Had a good night. He was chatty. Kept looking at his phone, which I thought was a little weird, but overall, good night.
Okay.
We even went from the restaurant to a bar to grab a drink. He seemed to be enjoying himself. I was having fun. We ended the date with a hug, agreed to do it again soon. I had my phone on silent, so I hadn't seen that a couple of my girlfriends had sent me some warning texts while I was out with him.
Uh-oh.
They both had sent me a couple of screenshots from what I think was his Twitter account.
Mm.
It had the same profile pic and handle as his IG. I was shocked when I saw what was tweeted.
Okay.
The timestamps were all from early in the night. The first one being about he's on a blind date and thinks he's being stood up. I was there before he was. He tweeted that he better be getting some for all he's had to go through.
Oh, wow.
What did he go through? Another was even making fun of my outfit.
Aw.
Like I said, I was pretty shocked. I checked Twitter. It looks like the tweets had been deleted, but I had the receipts.
Mm.
It's so crazy because I didn't get any impression that he was annoyed or having anything but a good time while we were on the date.
Right.
So here's where I need your advice. I haven't let him know that I know he tweeted these things. How big of a deal is this? Should I say something? I'm kind of torn because I thought we had a great time, and what he tweeted doesn't really match what I experienced.
Mm.
I'm a little hurt. Is this enough reason to ghost him and not explore the relationship, or should I brush it under the rug and see what happens? Do guys do this? I'm not really on Twitter that much, but do people have different personalities on different social medias?
Mm.
Ugh. Thanks so much for any help you can give me, Amber.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is... I mean, I understand what she's asking with the whole, do people have different personalities on different social medias? Because, you know, she had said, oh, you know, I checked out his Instagram. She probably didn't think to look at his Twitter because she said she didn't look at Twitter. So maybe he was leaving clues on his Twitter feed before that with, you know, him going on dates and things like that and the stuff that was happening. Maybe he's a little bit more active, a little bit more aggressive on that social media platform. But yeah, that is, I wonder if it got back to him, like from his friends, that like, hey, this is not going to end well for you. And so that's why he deleted them. Or maybe
they were like alerted to the fact that, I wonder if some of her friends were commenting.
Oh, yeah, because,
responding.
Or yeah, because, you know, she said mutual friends. So maybe someone texted him and said, wait, is, you know, what's happening? So maybe he just deleted it then because he got embarrassed or whatever. But that is,
I feel like it's a red flag. It's definitely a red flag because it's showing that he's like a little two-faced. He's
right?
Putting something, one thing out there on social media that didn't seem to be the other reality that she was experiencing. Like, he was one way with her in person and another way on social media, which I don't think is a great quality.
No, not at all.
So that in and of itself, I would tend to be like, you know what, let's go ahead and maybe we don't ghost him. We just say, you know what, maybe not. I don't think this is the right fit.
If, let me play devil's advocate. If he was trying to, quote, be funny and just do it for clout, just do it for, you know, whatever, for, you know, social media's purpose, and he didn't really think about the, I guess, ramifications or the effect that it might have on his real date if she actually found out. Maybe he wasn't thinking that she was ever going to find out. He was just going to post this, be funny, do things like that. And then,
but it's Twitter.
And then,
how did he think she'd never find out?
And then realized, maybe he realized through the date, you know, at the end of the date, like, oh, you know what? I did have a good time. This is going to be something, and I'm going to delete them. And so my whole point in this is maybe devil's advocate, he had a moment of humanity where he's like, you know what, this girl is cool. I don't want to do this to her, so I'm going to delete this and, you know, go on.
This is such precious role reversal for us. Are you noticing this? Typically, I'm the one that wants to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I'm like, nope, red flag. I think we cut it off. And you're all like, well, maybe.
Well, I'm just playing devil's advocate and saying, you know.
Everybody, though, is saying, bye. Red flag, ghost him, sounds two-faced. Gene's like, girl, blow that up so big that his life explodes. Angie, girl, call him out. I would even put it on social media with the screenshot messages.
Okay.
Like, nobody is giving him the benefit of the doubt in this one.
All right. So what I want to hear is, I mean, if we're all on the same page of like, blow it up, talk to him, you know, I don't know, then that is what it is. But I want to hear from people who caught their date posting something or updating his or her status during the date.
Like, and then how'd you deal with it?
Yes, exactly. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, Megan's like, tell him for sure. The fact that he even tweeted during the date is ridiculous, especially if it's about her. Tell him that she knows. Let him explain himself and then say bye. I think that's the best way to do it. You should probably tell him so that he won't do this again. He needs to learn a valuable life lesson about this during this. So tell him, catch him in the act, and then say, okay, and for those reasons, I'm out.
Two things. If you want to comment, 502-795-1997. If you want to share your story of your date posting something or updating his or her status during the date, I want to hear those stories on the way next. Amber had a great date, found out her date was live tweeting the whole thing, said some hurtful things. Nothing he said was what actually happened, though. Is this enough reason for her to just ghost him, not explore the relationship, or should she brush it under the rug, see what happens?
I think we're all saying we are not going to go out with this guy again. But I don't think that we just ghost him. I think he needs to learn a lesson from this. So you need to tell him that you know. You need to show him the screenshots.
Well,
and so that he doesn't do this again.
Well, that, and there are several people that are like, if you got mutual friends, there's no way you're going to really be able to ghost him because you're going to be around the same circles or whatever, and it's going to get around to him. So you need to just make sure that you tell him what you found, show him the receipts, and tell him this is why we're not going to be seeing each other anymore.
Exactly.
You know, there are several people. You know, Megan, she did say, hey, look, I almost had the same thought as Ben, that maybe he realized he liked her, you know, mid-date, so he deleted them. Everyone has first impressions. However, just don't post them on the World Wide Web. There's a reason it's called that.
Exactly. Like, how in the world did he not stop to think, what if she sees this? Do you think that she'd be happy about it?
I know. Bethany says, big deal. My husband actually said, and I quote, yeah, expletive, that guy, he's a total DB. I think that guy's either seeking clout online, which is bad, or he's putting on a show for you. And that good guy or good time guy is not who he really is.
Yeah.
Run. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't really tell which is the real guy. So
I
think for that reason in and of itself, you need to get out of the situation, but we do need to call him out first so that he understands, hey, look, you can't be one way online and another way in front of somebody.
Did you ever catch your date posting something or updating his or her status during the date? Jill said, my date tweeted the "Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night" lyrics from the Black Eyed Peas song. I got a
feeling. Okay.
It was a first date. He also tweeted that he was very sure I'm getting some.
Okay.
I found out.
See, could have stopped at the first one, and that could have been sweet.
That could have been sweet. Found out from a friend, snuck out on him, and sent him a DM saying tonight's not going to be a good night.
Oh! That's a perfect way to respond.
Tonight's not going to be a good night, you jerk.
Dang.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's funny. So, anyways. All right. Well, Amber, I think we're all saying the same thing. Yes.
Reason to not go out with him again. But go ahead and call him out. Tell him why.
There's some red flags here at play. So, good luck with that. Hopefully, you get a little closure and, you know, keep us posted. Little kid or drunk adult? Let's introduce you to Bethany calling us from Bardstown. Hi, Bethany.
Hi.
Hey there. Bethany's got black hair, drives a Chevy Cruze, is an early childhood educator, has been married for 4 years, also claims that she can't remember what she ate yesterday, but can recite the entire 1998 movie The Parent Trap starring Lindsay Lohan.
That's a talent.
That is a talent.
Yeah.
I am telling you.
That's a party trick that I hope that you whip out often at gatherings.
It's a long party trick. About 2 hours worth.
I was going to say, do you guys have an hour and 35 minutes?
The performance is about to begin.
Absolutely.
When did you realize you had this talent?
Oh, gosh. Luckily, ADHD, thank you for that.
Great.
I can't remember anything of actual importance, but... any childhood favorite, I can do it with Bring It On as well.
Really?
Wow.
How many times have you seen
stupid information?
Okay, like one time and you know it, or have you watched it over and over again?
No, that was a constant. I mean, I was a cheerleader all growing up. So of course, anyone that's cheerleader can do that, but...
Yeah.
You are fascinating, Bethany. We should hang out after this.
All right.
We'll meet up later.
All right, cool. It's Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Okay, so you're going to hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story occur in the person's life when they were a little kid or making bad decisions as a drunk adult?
All right, let's go.
All right, let's do it.
I told my stepmom she wouldn't be around long because my dad was a big guy.
What?
A big chest guy.
Oh.
So,
God.
Bold statement, my friend.
Wow.
I'm really hoping that's a little kid, because little kids have no filters.
Oh, so yeah, no, they're awesome.
Well, drunk people have no filter, too.
True, but I'm going to go with you on the little kid thing.
All right, so yeah. Bethany, you say little kid. Kelly, honesty. You say little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
little kid who told his stepmom you ain't going to be around long.
I'd remember the time overhearing when my dad was married to my mom. He's telling some friend that he was a guy, and the bigger the better. Well, my stepmom was definitely lacking in that area.
Oh, my gosh! This is so awkward!
She was trying to tell me what to do one night, so instead of the, you're not my mom line, I told her, you have small and dad likes them big. I got in so much trouble.
Oh, my God!
Oh, wow!
His dad sounds like a real jack.
Right. His dad sounds like a gem, too.
Oh, absolute nightmare.
Right. That's where we're starting.
I could just picture her face, what that must have looked like when that came out of his mouth.
Wait, hang on. Are they still married?
For what, being honest? They divorced about a year later. I tried to tell her.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
He predicted
he
it.
Predicted it.
Probably was a part of it.
All right. You guys are one for one. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I passed out on the toilet while going numero dos.
Oh.
The best time to do it, in fact.
Oh, man. That could go either way.
It really could. It really could.
50-50 shot, drunk adult. Sounds like a fun story.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'll stick with you on that.
Both of you saying drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't believe I'm admitting this. I was a little kid.
Oh, little kid!
Oh, precious.
Oh, my goodness. What happened? Bless your heart, sweetie. What happened?
I was newly potty trained, and my cousin was babysitting us. And I went to the bathroom without telling her. It was right around nap time, and I guess I just fell asleep. I woke up to her screaming my name, trying to find me.
Oh,
and while I fell asleep, apparently the process continued, and there was a huge mess everywhere for her to clean up.
Oh,
oh my gosh, I'm weeping.
Oh, no.
Now, Bethany, I feel like I know you. I will admit that, you know, Kelly and I wake up really early in the morning, and why are you looking at me?
You don't have to. You don't have to admit anything, sir. I'm trying to step in the way of you.
I'm too far down the rabbit hole with Bethany now. And like I said, friends, there's.
I'm here for it, guys.
I'm not looking.
I have been woken up by my second alarm, my auxiliary alarm on my phone.
Your cat puking?
No.
Oh, I thought that was your secondary alarm.
While I was sitting on the toilet. So after I had gotten up initially, got started to get ready,
did
sat down on the toilet,
to the bathroom,
and just
lost some time.
And then, got woken up by that.
That's great.
I mean, Bethany, I feel like that's something everybody does, right?
I mean, you've fallen asleep at stoplights. On the toilet, what's different?
Yeah, but, right?
Yeah, true.
This is true.
True.
I have fallen asleep at stoplights, too.
And in carpool, lots of places.
Yes, carpool. All right, anyway, sorry. Last one, little kid, drunk adult. Here we go.
I hit a golf ball through my neighbor's window and shattered it.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
All right. That could be anything, I guess.
It really could.
Yeah.
Okay, I know as a kid, I didn't have the coordination to hit a golf ball. And again, drunk. Probably don't either. Mm. Let's go with, I'm going to go with drunk adult. Right. I don't know. Let's just go with that.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
I put my money on a little kid on this one.
Okay. Kelly's saying.
And then maybe like he lied about it to this day. Nobody knows who did it.
All right. So it's coming out on our show, you're saying.
That's my theory.
All right. So Kelly's saying little kid. Bethany, you're going drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Bethany, you got it.
Me and some friends had a few too many, and we're hitting golf balls back in the backyard into some nets. I grabbed the wrong club, smacked the out of it, and it went right through the net, over the fence, mad crash, and then bam, screaming neighbor. Apparently, it not only shattered their window, but it took a bounce off the TV and broke it as well.
Oh,
whoa.
Took out the TV, too?
That
he
is
a big
solid decision.
That is impressive.
A Happy Gilmore moment right there.
Right. All right. Well, hey, Bethany, congratulations. You're a winner.
Yay.
The best part is none of that stuff happened to you.
I mean, I could share some stories, but that's for another time.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Another time.
Well, you could be a part of this game on the other side of it. If you want to go ahead and send us a little voice note, like give us a little headline and reveal the answer or finish the story, email us at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
So maybe you're headed off to the gym right now. Maybe you have just gone to the gym and you're getting ready for your day. Hopefully it didn't result in you embarrassing yourself.
Just one of the reasons why I don't go to the gym.
Oh, is that?
Also working out.
those are the reasons. Got it. So there is a woman by the name of Alyssa. She was on the gym treadmill. Now, there are, you know, security cameras just about everywhere. And that's what captured what happened next.
Oh, no.
There's no audio to this security camera, right?
Okay, so you're going to have to describe what's happening.
So she's running on the treadmill, and she's wearing, you know, a typical gym attire for a female. She's got, like, black leggings on. She's got kind of a crop top, whatever.
Sports bra kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly. So she's jogging. You see her start to kind of, like, slip.
Yeah.
And
she
tries to hang on and not like fall off of the treadmill, but when she's hanging on, you know, the treadmill's still spinning, it catches her leggings and pulls them straight off.
Like below the knee.
Yeah, exactly. So you see her thong.
She's wearing a little itty bitty one.
Right, exactly.
So that's good. At least she's not totally commando.
Yeah, well, I mean, that started to come off too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So at that point, she's like, I gotta fix this. So she lets go, and then that's when she like flips and kind of runs off the back of the treadmill.
And you can see there is a girl on another row, and she kind of runs over to be like, oh no, are you okay?
Yeah.
But then like realizes, oh, nope. Okay, she's kind of like,
maybe I need to.
Yep, nope, okay.
Yeah,
she's
so.
Good. All right, you good?
You see Alyssa kind of getting back up to her feet, and she said that she was so embarrassed. Her face, lip, knees, and shins were skinned.
Oh, I bet.
She
that
had to leave
painful.
The gym immediately.
Yes, no, you don't stick around and finish the workout there. It's done. It's done at that point.
If you want to see the visual of that, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show. You can see the video.
Just
but
over and over again. You watched it on loop.
How can you? On a loop.
It's 7 seconds.
It's just so over and over again.
Oh, bless her heart.
It's your moment in the sun, and that's what you're known for. And I mean, this reminds me a couple years ago, you know, I'm at the Y with my twin daughters, Isabel and Sophia, and we're all jogging on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And same type of thing, except she doesn't lose her leggings.
Right.
But
you lose your footing, though. I mean, like, you are, that is not going to work out well.
So we're all. All three of us are lined up on a treadmill row, right? And so Isabella is next to me, and she catches her foot on the treadmill, and she just, it's like that Taylor Swift Apple Music video.
Yes.
Where she just goes, whoop!
Yep.
And it just takes her, I see her out of the peripheral of my left eye, and I see her there, and then I see her, boom, gone. And so that instincts, I'm like, I don't stop my machine either. I just jump off, and I end up injuring my knee a little bit, but I, you know. Same deal with her. She just had, you know, some skinned up like carpet burns basically on her knees.
Ow.
But.
And embarrassment. Bruised ego.
I was going to say, after that, she was like, I'm not going back.
Yeah, nope.
Not doing the treadmill. Not doing it.
Kind of like worst fear.
So can you beat Alyssa?
That is pretty epic.
I want to hear your most embarrassing moments at the gym.
That is a really epic one, too. And it doesn't look like it's, like, outlandishly fast. She just kind of lost her footing.
Well,
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes, right? Got a message. I fractured my elbow.
Ooh.
Doing clapping chin-ups in front of some girls I was trying to impress. I missed the bar and cracked my elbow on the way down.
Gosh. Ow.
Wow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Oh, here's another one. I thought it would be a good idea to put 2-pound weights in my pockets to weight my chin ups a little.
No, 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 no.
Pants fell up.
No.
Pants fell down. I fell down trying to stop them, landed on my butt with my pants at my knees.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. All right, hang on. Good. I want to get to Kevin's here in just a minute. But Kevin's... Oh my gosh. Kevin had an upset tummy, we'll say. All right, we'll get to Kevin's coming up here in just a minute.
Oh,
and
no.
More of your stories, 795-1997. Text message from E. Secondhand embarrassment on the show is strong today, LOL.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so Alyssa, poor girl, she lost her footing at the gym on the treadmill, loses her pants while she's trying to hang on.
So much tragedy in 7 seconds.
7 second tragedy. I mean,
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
And you can almost see the thought process. She's just like hanging on, like, okay, hang on. I can do it. I could just get my footing and just, hey, my pants.
And then she tries to grab her pants and then her face hits the treadmill and it's just awful.
She just looks beaten up afterwards.
So we were just wondering, can you beat Alyssa? Let's hear your most embarrassing moments at the gym. I'll get to Kevin's here in just a sec. Megan, a girl next to me last week was wearing a one-shoulder sports bra.
Uh-oh.
Why? Question mark. And her boob popped out.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so funny. So many text messages from us are like, that's why I never set foot in a gym.
Yes, exactly. 1,000%. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's the reason.
And the working out.
Right. Kevin. Oh, my gosh. All right, Kevin. I was doing leg press in white workout pants.
Oh, no. 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 No.
I know your mind is already there. Let me finish the story.
No.
I had not yet realized that a subtle case of diarrhea had set in.
There's a subtle diarrhea? That's always violent.
Kevin goes on. The result was devastating. I walked out with my back to the wall and never returned. I had just started a year's membership and just ate that $130.
Oh, my God.
Small price to pay when you got the Hershey squirts.
Oh, wow. That is the first time I've ever heard the term subtle diarrhea. I don't think I've ever heard that.
I didn't know there was one.
I didn't either.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, Kevin. What's worse, subtle diarrhea in white pants at the gym or getting pantsed by the treadmill?
Right,
really bad.
Both are right up there. That is so
good.
Both
were not coming back.
Nope. That is good. Thanks for the stories.
You know what? You find some workout videos on your phone. You do it in your living room. That's what we do. That's our new plan.
Or you just run outside. You know?
Run outside?
You could run outside.
But see, there's still danger. You can still trip. People driving by can see that. Like, there are still dangers. Like, just stick to some nice workout videos in your basement.
All right.
No one sees it.
If you want to see the video of the lady face planting after getting pantsed by the treadmill.
Subtle diarrhea.
What? At Ben and Kelly Show. Kelly, you've had your wisdom teeth taken out, yeah?
No.
You know
I didn't have wisdom teeth.
That's funny because neither did I until much later where I got one wisdom tooth that's just now starting to break through the gum, which is going to be awful if I have to try to like get it removed.
Ooh. Yeah, that was the only stroke of luck that I had because I had braces for 5 years. As a kid.
Yeah.
And I had like 8 teeth pulled to even avoid having braces. And then I had like all the dental things. I had the face bow. I had an arch expander in the 6th grade, which drastically affects how you speak,
well,
by the way.
Well, my dad is a dentist. And so I had every possible thing in my mouth from a very early age on. So, but, you know, getting your wisdom teeth taken out, you see all those videos of the... You know, the teenagers or the young adults.
They're groggy.
They're driving home. Yeah,
yes.
Coming out of anesthesia, things like that, and the things that they say.
They say crazy things.
Right. So Isabella She just got all four of her wisdom teeth removed, put under heavy anesthesia, right?
Ooh, that sounds painful.
And so her mom had taken her to the dentist and then was driving her home. And her daughter wanted a video to be taken after the surgery because, you know, obviously she knew that there was going to be some things maybe that she knew and didn't know, and maybe that it would be unscripted and it might be funny. Well, that's what happened. So Isabella was so out of it after getting her wisdom teeth taken out that she forgot she had a boyfriend. So her mom, her mom was kind of introducing, quote, introducing her to this young man who happened to be right next to her and was graciously playing along.
Joey is coming over here. Do you remember Joey? You have a boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes, you do. Would you like to see what he looks like?
Oh, what great news.
He's so cute.
Want him to open the door and say hi to you?
Yeah.
Open the door.
Hi. You feel good, don't you? Oh, you're pretty too. All right. Well, I love you. I'll see you in a bit, okay? I do love you.
I love you.
She's like, you love me. How cute.
That's great. I mean, imagine, like, what a day that is, learning you got a boyfriend and you think he's cute. Thank goodness she thinks he's cute.
Oh, my gosh. Could that?
Could you imagine if she's that like, that's my boyfriend?
Yeah. Could have gone the other way.
Exactly.
Setting the bar time. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught learning how to do your job when you're a doctor, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. We need you to know, have a really steady handle on whatever you're about to do.
Now, to be fair, we all need refreshers, and this could have been worse than it actually was. But this doctor was caught Googling how to bandage an ankle before she went in and bandaged the ankle of Joshua, who needed
how to
have...
bandage an ankle? You think that's a pretty basic procedure.
Well, maybe she hadn't done it in a long time, and she was just like, I need a little bit of a refresher, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, Joshua needed to have his lower leg bandaged at a hospital. He caught his doctor through the window of his exam room watching a video tutorial on Google.
Wow.
He recorded the doctor, posted the clip on TikTok with the caption, POV, my doctor watching a video on how to wrap an ankle before she wraps my ankle.
Now, to be fair, I mean, it didn't like bother him. You know, he said we all need refreshers on how to do our jobs. I saw this as normal, but you know, 1.4 million views later.
Oh, more than that now. But yes, I mean, it's it's one of those things that like you kind of expect your doctor to know, or at least if you're going to Google, go around back and Google it.
And let's hope it's not surgery.
There is an old movie starring Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd, Spies Like Us, this movie called Spies Like Us, where they are literal spies, and they wind up in a tent as doctors taking an appendix out of a patient, and they had BS'd their way into this tent, and these people thought that they were famous doctors. They had no idea how to take an appendix out of a person. And
nor
so,
would any of us, and, had we not been to medical school.
And so they're literally looking up, and, you know, obviously this is an old movie, so they have
Google.
Yeah, so they had an encyclopedia underneath the exam table that they would look up how to remove an appendix. And anyways, kind of reminds me of this. So not that this doctor was unqualified, right? I'm sure the doctor was qualified. Everything was fine, whatever. But what job did you get that you were completely unqualified for? How long did you have it? What did you do? How did you land the job? All right. Would love to hear your stories. And take your calls and texts. Coming up here next on 99.7 DJX, we were just talking about this doctor that was Googling how to wrap an ankle before wrapping the ankle of a patient. Not a big deal. However, the patient saw the doctor doing it.
Yeah, put it up on, you know, TikTok or whatever, social media, and it got a lot of traction. Now, he wasn't particularly worried about it. He was just like, that's fine. It's, you know, continuing education, it's all good. Now, if she would have been Googling, like, how to perform surgery or something,
it would have been probably a
little bit more alarming.
So, thought, what job did you land that you were completely unqualified for? And before you rush to the punchline of,
well, Ben and Kelly, how'd you get your job?
You don't really have any requirements for this job. That's how.
Right. Kelly, you did say that you landed a job that you were unqualified for, never having taught cheerleading, right?
Well, okay, so this is a volunteer situation.
Sure.
Right? At the school, my neighbor said, well, okay, I'll coach, because she cheered, if you do it with me. So I got roped into it kind of like that. And I'm like, okay, that's the one sport. I did all the sports. That's the one I didn't do.
Yeah, I think that is the requirement of once you have a kid or children that are in grade school, you then start to coach sports that they are a part of that you have never been a part of before.
Right. You might not be the expert, but you know what? No one else volunteered.
So. Like I started teaching cross country at my daughter's elementary school. I know how to run. That was about it.
But you didn't compete in cross country ever?
No, not ever. Ever. Not ever. But I was a coach.
I bet you were the best coach ever.
Thankfully, I wasn't the head coach. I was
just a
helper coach. So anyways, Dan said part of working at a supermarket was using a forklift. Apparently, you needed a qualification to use one, but no one ever told me.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, gosh.
Used one for about 8 months before the boss asked to see my forklift license.
Oh, wow.
I'm assuming there was never anything that happened crazy that would have caused him to
unless at 8
that.
Months something happened. He's
do you actually have a license?
Are you sure you know how to do that? So great.
Got another message from a listener. In college, I had a job as a handyman. By greatly exaggerating my construction abilities. Every time they would ask me to do something complicated, I would just go Google how to do it and then ask the guys at Home Depot or Lowe's for advice. Since my boss didn't know anything about that stuff either, I was able to hide my lack of knowledge until I had actually built up a skill set.
That's fantastic.
While I don't do it professionally anymore, I'm now really good with home maintenance and repairs. It's kind of nice not having to call someone if something at my house breaks or needs replacing.
That's fantastic. And you know what? Honestly, my very first job out of college, it was for our sister radio station, 102.3. I was hired to do the midday show initially, and like the day before I started, they're like, hey, do you want to be promotions director too? And I'm like, fresh out of college, sure, and not knowing at all how to do that job. And so I made sure I got the phone number of the girl I was replacing. She's moving to Indianapolis. I called her all the time.
Yeah.
I just called her incessantly, and I learned on the job for that first year how to be an amazing promotions director. And I also learned I never wanted to do it again.
In radio, it was one of those things where sometimes you're just kind of handed jobs. And
yes,
that happened to me when I worked in Indiana. It was like hey, by the way, we want you to be production director too. Production director is the person that kind of makes the commercials and the things like that that you hear. And I was like, okay. And no idea what I was doing. They'd ask me questions. They'd be like, Ben, well, what's your requirement for this? And I'm like, I don't know.
my requirement?
Yeah, like, I don't know. You know, and so, anyways, I thought that was kind of funny.
That's fantastic.
Tammy messaged us and says, I got a job as a bank teller when I was in high school. I didn't know what I was doing on the complicated stuff, like doing a cash advance on a credit card or resetting pins. And sometimes I'd be alone and have to do these things. I just winged it, somehow always got it right.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like someone comes in.
That sounds kind of complicated.
Someone comes in, I'm going to need to get a cash advance. And you're like,
okay.
We can figure this out.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of learning on the job.
I was going to say, it's not my money. Someone else's money. Oh, that's fun.
You know what? Honestly, the way I got on a morning show, like 19, still at Purdue, the girl that was doing the morning show at the radio station, much like DJX there in Lafayette, Indiana, got a job in Atlanta. And they're like, hey, Kelly, you do it. So that's literally how I started my morning radio career, is like, go sit in that chair, talky-talky in the microphone at 19. And I'm like,
how hard could it be? Right.
Right.
Roxanne texted in, I got a job as a tech support rep. And it's true. 90% of the issues are fixed by turning it off and turning it back on. Well, did you try turning it off and turning it on again?
That's literally the first question our techs always ask us anytime there's any sort of issue.
100%. Yeah.